Chris, how you doing?
What's up, dude? How's it going, man? Thank you for the invite.
How's it going?
I haven't talked to you in so long. I feel. When was the last time you and I chatted, my friend?
A long, long time, because I'm totally out of the loop with a lot of NFTs, not just Cardano, because I've been focused on. I spent like the last 6-8 months just trying to position into fungible tokens, and I kind of ignored a lot of NFT stuff. Even sold some to clear out some.
You mean you weren't positioned in Cardano NFTs, the highest liquidity asset in cryptocurrency?
I have a lot of NFTs on at least one of my wallets. I just haven't checked it in a while.
I don't envy you checking it. It's probably not great.
I didn't have that many good ones. So I have basically most of my NFTs are Cardania and then Equine. But Equine is already 2 years behind schedule, right? So I don't have my hopes up for that, other than I have a pretty rare horse. And I feel like that was one of the most impressive mints I've ever witnessed. So I kind of have an emotional attachment to those.
Yeah, there was a while there we could mint anything. We could mint anything, yep. But it turns out the development is a little hard to deliver for a lot of projects.
Yeah, it seemed like it was really, they were, a lot of projects were really good at setting up discords and making roadmaps. But that's how a lot of projects are, even fungible tokens.
What was that movie? Give them the old razzle dazzle. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I thought you were going to say the banana in the tailpipe.
That's a different movie, Jim.
Boomers.
Yeah, yeah.
Only boomers saw that one.
That's on Pornhub.
No, that's an Eddie Murphy movie. That's a classic.
The movie I'm talking about is Chicago. I just had to look it up because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But there's a song. There you go.
Well, you're going to have to get me up to speed on everything with Cardania. I remember, I think Cardania, if it wasn't the first NFT I minted, it was the second. And I think back then, I would just Google Cardano NFTs because I didn't know where to look for them. And you guys had a nice website. And I remember minting founders cards. And I would just mint them every so often, 38 or 25 ADA or something like that. And I got super lucky minting those. And I stuck around for at least a year and a half in that space. And then I just got preoccupied with making YouTube videos and doing spaces and whatnot, just got spread too thin.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big problem for anybody who's creating in the space, I think, is getting spread a little bit too thin. But there's a fucking billion things happened, not just in Cardano, but just all over crypto since then. And you spread out basically over to Cosmos is where you're kind of based now, is that right?
Yeah, but Cosmos is 80 blockchains. So even over here, I'm only really familiar with about 12 of them. And they are interconnected, so you could kind of treat it as one ecosystem. But Cosmos does have a really nice NFT blockchain. It's a separate network that's just connected to all the Cosmos chains. It's called Stargaze, and they're pretty much tied with Cardano with volume now, which is pretty good because NFTs really weren't that popular on Cosmos. It was all about I would say pumping layer one tokens and then dumping them, and creating weird lockup so that the float was nice and low, and
right,
so the NFT platform had to fight for market share with that, and they are doing a pretty nice job, and they got two or three high-flying collections that are recognized outside the ecosystem, and then a lot of it's just very almost little clubs, cheap mints, $5-$10 NFTs that people like to buy, flip, do games and like, you know, raffles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like the cheap mints. I think cheap mints and like that kind of stuff is really the way to go. The one we just did is expensive just because it's so tied to tied to actual like mining, like ASIC mining and all that stuff. So that's a bit of a different beast. But I like the trend of sort of cheap mints because I don't know, most of these projects don't do anything. And even if they do, this is another thing that's important, is like even if they do develop, you know, realistically, most of the value is on the front end for a lot of these NFT projects, and you know, that kind of initial wave. Not all of them, but it seems to be the vast majority.
I think it's that, and also it's really hard to grow your community after the mint. So a lot of the community engagement peaks like that day the mint goes off. And then from there, they're so focused on the holders that like you don't have like a team to expand outside that. It's really hard. And if you're relying on the mint money and the secondary and the royalties to fund the project, I think that runs out a lot faster than 90% of the projects predict. During the bull market too. So that's not even like a bear market thing, but the bear market definitely wiped out a lot of projects. A lot of my Discords went dark and I don't even check Discord that often, but I know that a lot of them are just empty. But it's hard because people get spread thin. They want the new stuff. When did you guys mint? Was it 3 years ago?
So our very first mint, hang on, I've got a request here. Let me get this guy, whoever this is, up.
I got him. He's a good collector, cross-chain NFT collector, Mayor Ed. Good dude.
Oh, yeah. So we got started, our very first, I mean, this is how old we are, is that like when Cardano, like whenever we could start minting stuff on Cardano, we just did. So like the founders cards, for instance, those aren't even NFTs. When we were minting them, we thought they were NFTs. We were like, yeah, here we go.
I remember you told me that. So you accidentally minted them as fungible tokens?
And they're just fucking fungible tokens. We just didn't know because we're so new to this, but we were just so excited. We're just doing it, right? Go ahead. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you. I might have fat fingered the button.
Oh, no worries, man. But yeah, they're like, those are actually fungible tokens. And we thought we had done it correctly and we did it incorrectly, which is actually, I think, a hilarious way to start a project. And I'm totally fine with that. And I kind of love that they're like that because we wound up doing a bunch of really cool advanced stuff on Cardano, but like, you know, we fuck up like all the time, or we, at least we used to fuck up like a lot. It was just, you know, just learning things. And then we kind of got in this weird place of like, we were actually deploying like really advanced stuff. Like we were one of the first like dynamic NFTs on Cardano. And that's like cool and stuff. And like, I don't know, all of that's really neat. But we've been in this weird kind of funny, like under the radar space, I think since Terraforms basically. Like Terraforms were kind of like the heyday of our minting. And it was much like what you described, where it's like, yeah, you get this initial rush of people who are just super interested in what you're doing. We were like the second land on Cardano. And then it was like, yeah, there's a million other things to pay attention to. So you can't, it's just hard to keep that attention forever.
Yeah. But you guys had a lot of moving parts, right? You had multiple mints. You guys had like social media engagement on the Friday nights. Then you guys, like you said, you had the land for like that world. Wasn't in the beginning, I know you didn't want to call it metaverse, but that's how people would probably think of it. And I have my Terraforms and I think I just sold, I only sold the prismatic ones. I think I kept like 30 or 40 of the other ones, but,
Nice.
Yeah, I think I sold them for like over 3,000 either at one point, both of them. So I feel like, I had to let go with those, but what you get now, you guys have a mining operation. Cause I remember you messaged me a while ago. You know, you're obviously interested in Bitcoin, not just ADA or just proof of work in general. And Mayor, of course, you know, you could definitely chime in, but I was just curious, like from the beginning, like how do the NFTs or subsequent NFT collections tie into proof of work since, you know, ADA is proof of stake?
Yeah. And the way that this all works is really, it's kind of organic just because of like who I am and sort of the way that I live. So like I got into crypto in like 2014 And I actually started by like mining Doge, and like I was mining Doge regularly. And then I was even in like the old like IRC chats where we're like tipping each other like fucking like billions of Doge and stuff. And that was sort of my like, when I realized that like Bitcoin was a thing, and then I thought, oh, Dogecoin is going to be big. I want to get into this too. And so that was kind of my early days of crypto. So I've been mining for quite some time. And then, you know, I've iterated on that across, you know, GPUs and ASICs and stuff, but all in like a very like small capacity. Because it makes a bit of money, but I just wasn't in any sort of a position to really scale it well. And then when Cardano hit and I started making NFTs over there, you know, obviously that took a whole bunch of my time, and energy and focus. And I didn't really think about mining for quite some time. We have the stake pool as well, so it's, you know, kind of mining in a sense, but, you know, proof of stake. But during that time, I was still mining to at least a small degree, just because I kind of like to do it. It's a little bit of like a nerdy habit. And I like seeing like different projects, like the different kind of methods through which they're mining. Like I'm a big fan of like, if you look on Solana, there's the Ore project. If you look on Cardano, there's the Starch project. And these are basically just different sort of like proof of work modalities on top of the chain, which I just think are like interesting. And then, you know, I grabbed some ASICs here and there, and I've basically got like three ASICs at this point, and which is great, except they're fucking loud. And I was like, okay, I got to like figure this out. But I've got a shipping container. And I was like, okay, I've got the land, and I just happen to live in a place where the power is crazily competitively pressured. So I live in the state of Washington, which is where actually some of the biggest Bitcoin miners are, in Eastern Washington, because the power is so cheap. There's a ton of, hydroelectric dams and stuff. So we're down here at like, you know, between 5 and 7 cents, per kilowatt hour, which is, you know, crazy. So I was like, okay, I got to the point where I was like, okay, I just need to do this. And then, you know, we've built the Nexus, which has this whole harvesting capability where you can use your Terraforms to harvest RAD token and to harvest different resources from those Terraforms.
Oh yeah, can I jump in here to explain to
some? Oh yeah, yeah, go ahead. I'll monologue for like a fucking hour, please.
No, it's okay. So there's like some Cosmos people in here. So Cardania is like lots of different moving parts, but one of the components is like this, I don't want to call it a metaverse, but it's like I would say like metaverse, but like also like a board game, video game kind of thing. And when I was in the beginning, when I was paying close attention to it, every piece of land that you bought, they're called Terraforms. In the metadata, they had different capabilities for different resources, like very exotic, you know, futuristic space age resources, and you're able to kind of farm that your own land to harvest these resources. And I saw it as a way to bootstrap like a major gaming economy. Just from, I saw that, I was like, oh, so you're basically farming fungible tokens from NFTs, and there's 20,000 of these pieces of land. So really 20,000 people could be farming these things at different rates. But also you could have partnerships with other projects that want to do something to a smaller scale without building out the same exact thing. So they could be harvesting resources for their game, or there could be interoperability between games if they wanted to use the same resource. So I thought it was really
fuck
cool.
Yeah.
And now what's funny is like runes on Bitcoin can kind of do that, right? You have these runes that could kind of not harvest resources, but kind of mine tokens to wallets and stuff, so it's there's some parallels there as well, but I just wanted to explain that to some people.
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, dude, okay, there's like five different directions that we have to talk about here, but yes, all those things are true. Big fan of the Ordinals update, big fan of the Runes update. The Runes update, I knew that it happened like last year, but I was just doing other stuff, and I just like didn't really pay attention to it. And then it was probably like a couple months ago, I started looking at the runes, like the ordinals, the paper, you know, like the website, basically the theory. And I was just like super impressed. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't realize that you could do all this here. And so like over time, I was like, okay, yeah, we definitely need to integrate this. Also, like, it just happens to dovetail with like Cardano's, you know, lack of human being here. Like, we need more fucking people. And it's cool that we're building here and we've built all this really cool tech. By the way, nexus.cardania.com for anybody who wants to come over and connect. You can use your any of the Cardano wallets. You can go connect over there. That's our Web3 hub. We've got live games. Epic Wars is our live strategy game that we're kind of discussing here. It's a multiplayer game. There's hundreds of players that play every epic. You can attack your neighbors. You can earn RAD. You can earn resources. And the resource marketplace is now live, which is a big new update. And you can actually earn more RAD that way. And RAD is our native token on Cardano. So, but yeah, Ordinals. We actually just integrated Ordinals and Runes, and we're actually in the we're in the process of it. And this Nexus mining mint is a cross chain mint. So we've got a Cardano side, and we're also doing an Ordinal side, which I think we're probably launching like tomorrow. I was rushing to get it out today, and I realized I can just kind of relax a little bit. We're probably going to get out tomorrow.
What do you mean it's connected? Kind of where we're at right now. What's the connection between the two?
Sure. So they have the same utility. It's just that we're going to be adding Xverse and Unisat wallet integration into the Nexus. So I'm basically making these miners, but on multiple chain, and we're just going to be reading the NFTs as access passes inside the Nexus, and then we're going to hook that into the Harvest module.
So for like a bonus for harvesting or something like that, or separate resources?
Well, way better than a bonus. Like, so if you're buying like a Nexus miner, that's effectively a sort of a mining reward for like a 70% of the revenue that comes in from this mint is going to like ASIC miners and other just sort of like, you know, operational upgrades. So you're basically getting yourself I don't want to call it a share because I think a share is probably a no-no word. But you're getting an access pass. You're getting an access pass to mining rewards. And that's effectively what's happening there. And then we're just stacking that on top of the harvesting module, which we already have.
So let me just lay this out, because what I like about Cardania, and even from the beginning, I'm in Cosmos mostly. And there are about 80 blockchains, and most of them just have empty block space all the time. There's nothing happening. Some of them barely even have one application on the chain. Some of them probably have none, other than the ability to farm the inflation of the token. And they're building, they say they're building, but you're just one, you're basically one NFT project that also operates a validator, stake cooperator, and you're able to build games, cross-chain endeavors. You have an exchange for your game. You have all these things, and I just find it a little bit ironic, because we're over here hearing about all these projects that have like their own validator sets and no applications at all. May, are you taking notes here? I see you sneaking over.
Hey man, I'm listening. I got a little sidetracked.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know I have not checked out many NFT projects over there on Cardano, but this one definitely sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, there's a lot here. Like, put it this way, they built more than LUM Network, more than Comdex, more than all these different chains. But I wanted to do a space with them for a while, because I did a YouTube video like in the very beginning when I first started YouTube videos, and they were just kind of, you know, getting to the bigger stuff.
Yeah, you were one of our first podcasts, Joe. You were like one of the first people who were like, okay, come talk to me.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of Cardano videos. Nobody watched them though. I made one this week. I was talking about how Cosmos and Cardano kind of have similar issues where new people are not going to discover those tokens and those blockchains because there's so much new stuff interfering with the OG chains, and I did a whole video on that, and that was like an hour of material.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that Cardano is like serious blockchain stuff, and they're trying to do like real world stuff, and like a lot of Cosmos stuff is like too geeky, and most
they're
people
very
just,
similar.
Yeah, most people just want to trade similar. Pictures of monkeys and apes.
That's what I'm. That the whole theme of my last like 20 videos is nobody cares about anything. No one gives a shit.
I want to ask Cardano.
Hey, that's not true. That's not true. They care about making money. Mm-hmm. They care all about right. making money. It's not that they care about nothing, but they only want to make money. That's it. And that's important to know. It's also not, I'm not condemning that,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you can't.
But that's like, where the users are.
It just is what it is.
I want to ask the question.
What Cosmos does,
hold on.
Cosmos yeah. marches out. Oh, sorry, Mayor. I think I was on a delay.
Go ahead, question. We have an NFT project on that Stargaze that Joe was talking about. I was wondering if what you think about this. It's called Nuns with Guns. And
what
Joe, have you seen it?
I love it. I'm sorry.
I don't think
it's pictures. It is literally pictures of nuns with guns. And you can mint it for like 50 cents. And so I'm surprised this thing has not minted out yet. But it's the crazy stuff like that in crypto that like people are drawn to. It's like you can solve like hunger in Africa with crypto, and no one's going to give a crap about it. They don't care.
yeah, you're right.
So
no one cares.
I have no affiliation with this project whatsoever, but it's been on my radar, and I'm just like another one of the like high end collectors is started tweeting about it, and I'm like, now I'm fascinated with it, and I think I'm gonna have to mint a couple of these. But go ahead.
I'm gonna look at it.
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna look at it.
I put the link up top, Joe.
And I know, Chris. I know that you guys have multiple artists, or at least you did. I think you had like you told me at one point you had 5 or 6 different artists working on different elements of the NFTs and whatnot. I think it'd be cool. If you guys,
it was a major mistake. No, I'm just kidding. I had 9 different artists at the beginning, sort of like when we started working on Enter the Ultraverse, our card game. But it was also like at literally the exact same time that like AI art just started to kind of creep into existence. So we have like one of the artists was actually doing AI art, and it was like really bad. It was like at that stage where it wasn't very good. But I was like, man, this is interesting enough that I'm like, let's just do some of this here. But I wound up paying like 9 different artists. I think I probably spent like 75 G's on just art for like 6 months for this whole thing. And don't get me wrong, it looks awesome. It's like a 400 card set across 7 different factions. It's beautiful. It's like a cathedral. However, there's like 500 people on Cardano that care. It's like one of those things. It's like, holy shit, what a capital expenditure that was. If I waited 6 more months, I could have just done AI art. And I, by the way, this is also a weird moment for me too, because I got started on Cardano as basically a digital artist. I was just doing my own stuff here, and I was just kind of talking about stuff. I was live streaming. And so we've been through such a weird like few years, like this vortex the last few years. Like I don't even really know how to feel about it other than just grateful. And I'm glad everybody is still happy to be here. And I'm glad that our floor price hasn't just completely, you know, fallen through the ground like a lot of other projects have. And I'm glad people still mint our stuff. So thank you guys for doing that so much.
I think it'd be cool if you just ran off like some of your better art that you like, ran it off on Stargaze as even open edition mints just to get it out there. It's super cheap to mint, and even though it's probably a new system, they'll probably just help you do it in the Discord, because yeah. they have a pretty hands-on team that just helps everybody do everything on there. Because you know, you had to build your own minting launchpad mechanism, whatever you want to call it. Now everything's done off the marketplace launchpads, which is super efficient, but little stale.
Yeah, that's right. So first of all, I'm actually interested in this because I got into this place like about a month or two ago where I realized I'm like, I could launch Enter the Ultraverse. Like, so we launched Epic Wars, which is like our strategy game. It incorporates all of our different NFTs. It's actually really fun. Hundreds of people play it every single Epic. I actually think it might be, I don't know if it's like the world's biggest like decentralized strategy game. I think it might be up there though, because like, I don't know how many of those there actually are. And I could be wrong, but I know there's hundreds of people because I I see the stats, and every single Epic, hundreds of people play it.
Imagine you can get it cross chain as well to a completely unrelated ecosystem. That'd be pretty cool.
So yeah, and that's what I'm thinking for Enter the Ultraverse now. Like, because I was gonna have my our dev just basically like charge at that. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I was like, we could launch it tomorrow, and only like 500 people are gonna care. I was like, we have to do this cross chain. We have to do all this cross-chain interoperability, which isn't actually that hard when you kind of like dig into it. It's like, well, we just need more wallet integration, and then we need to be able to read these NFTs in the Nexus, and that actually.
I heard some news. I talked to the founder of Maya Protocol, which is like a fork of ThorChain. They do cross-chain swaps without bridges and without wrapped assets, and they got a Project Catalyst grant to integrate Cardano. So Cardano will be, I don't know if it's going to apply to NFTs, but there'll have to be some wallet integrations. Okay. Cardano is going to be hooked up with Bitcoin, Ethereum, some Cosmos chains like Kujira, Arbitrum. Cardano is going to have access to all that liquidity and vice versa. So maybe it's only a matter of
time. That's nice. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. And I know that I was at an event with someone from Emergo, and the biggest DEX in Cosmos is called Osmosis. It's like the number two market cap DEX token, I think, behind Uniswap. Yes. And he blurted out in the middle of the talk with the Emergo guy sitting right there. He goes, "Oh, I just want to tell everyone that Cardano is, we're working on IBC connection with Cardano." And IBC is just like the interoperability protocol that connects all the Cosmos chains and, yeah, so that would be very interesting because Cosmos has cross-chain NFTs where you can bring them back and forth. So that might be on the doorstep.
Yeah, and that's a question that I basically need to answer in the next while here is like, okay, where do I want to sell packs for that at? Like, do I want to actually make like several chain packs, or do I only want to do it on one chain? I currently feel like the answer is like, of course I want to do it on multiple chains because the liquidity is so much greater.
Oh, you would like this. And there's an app, and Mayor, I don't think it's called Mint Labs, but is it or Arc Protocol? It's one of them where you could launch a collection on here, and then people get to choose which chain they mint it on, and then it just the NFT mints on that chain. So you could do like a. There was one where like they were minting on Terra, Polygon, Stargaze, and then like another chain. Based on like the interest is how the NFTs get distributed across the chain. So it's like takes a lot of the guesswork for the team. So that might be very close too.
I love that. And I think that's really where like this stuff is going to go is that like, look, there's sort of like in the space and time of any mint, there's like a certain level of interest and it kind of bridges different chains. And we got to just kind of navigate that as just sort of like the nature of what we're doing here. And that's okay. And I'm actually so happy to be getting past this, like this sort of like chain maximalism thing, because like after I went on like a cross chain safari the last like couple months, I hung out on Solana for a while. I hung out on Ethereum for a while. I went to Base. I went to Degen, and I obviously went to Bitcoin and Ordinals and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. All these chains suck for fucking like different reasons, but they're also cool for different reasons. And that it just is what it is. But it is I will say it's remarkable. Like the level of liquidity relative to the level of technology on Cardano is actually very, very silly. But that's okay. That's like an opportunity is how I see it. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I'm so glad I built
it. Solana doesn't have a whole lot of liquidity if you look at the market cap of the token.
Yeah, which is funny. Yeah, that's right. So I'm like, okay, my current focus is basically bridging to Ordinals on Bitcoin because I think that's going to be an increasingly big market because, you know, Bitcoin's the biggest, it's the most well-capitalized crypto market. That being said, not all that liquidity is over on Ordinals or Runes yet, but I think people can kind of see where the puck is going with that.
Have you seen have you seen the Doge Ordinal marketplace? It's awesome.
Oh, dude, I love Dogenals. I love it, and it's I'm 100% going to do that.
It's great.
Like 100%. Literally, actually, the first NFT I ever minted on Cardano was a Doge NFT. I minted a it's like a Snoop Dogg Doge Father NFT album cover that I just made because I thought it was funny. Remind me of that because I need to find that. I know it's in one of my wallets. Anyway, I like we got to just and I'm going to just treat the Nexus like and it's funny that I named it the Nexus. I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to like bring all the chains onto the Nexus or the chains that I want to interact with. And that's how I think most of these projects actually need to be treating this is like, okay, bring these things to you. Like the, you know, the mountain comes to Muhammad kind of thing. Like isn't like, you're not breaking up with your girlfriend. You're adding more wallet support. Like that's what this is.
Yeah. I think around the time I started spreading out to different ecosystems, one of the things that drew me to Cosmos were like the wallet, the wallets were awesome. Like the wallets, you were able to toggle through so many blockchains. It was so easy. It was so much better than MetaMask. You were able to do cross-chain transfers in a couple of seconds. And if that has to eventually exist, and all the bridging and the aggregators should be hidden behind simple transfers of tokens and transactions and whatnot. And I definitely recommend you talk to that guy from Maya Protocol. He was very easy to schedule with, and like, I just said, hey man, you talk, I'm going to take notes because I don't know really anything. And after like 5 minutes, I was like, oh shit. I'm like, this is like, you could connect any DEX. And he's like, oh yeah, we can connect any DEX as long as we have time to build the integration.
I wrote this down, but if you wouldn't mind like sending me a DM about this, because I'm also pretty deep in my whiskey lemonade at the moment.
Mayor, what's the name of that platform, and I had a space with them, I just can't remember their name, where they did the cross-chain mint on the four different blockchains and the people got to choose. It was all the same price, but the NFT got dropped on whatever chain they wanted it on. Do you remember that? I think Rekt Gang did a mint like that.
Yeah, it's the one they did. Yeah, it's called Mints, or I think it's the one they did the chicken. It's the one they did the chickens with, right?
The Barnes and the Chickens or some shit. I remember it was like Luna, Juno, Polygon, and Stargaze all at once. And I got to go back through my DMs. There's that one, and then there's Arc. Is it Arc Protocol where they transfer NFTs from chain to chain? I'll definitely send you all the stuff, because I think because you have like, you don't only have NFTs and fungible tokens, you built a lot of tooling that could be maybe licensed and repurposed and sold to smaller projects that don't want to build all that stuff themselves, and it might even be useful cross chain. And on top of that, I'm definitely gonna set you up with Stargaze, because even if you just ran off some cheap open edition mints to get the art out there that you feel is like the coolest art. It's such a good platform because they only have one application on the chain, and it's an NFT launchpad marketplace. So I guess.
Yes. Thank you so much, by the way, because I can't, it's so hard for me to keep up with all this stuff. But I'm like excited about all of it, but it's like, oh my God, like learning about all this new stuff all the time, like while you're building, it's like, it's totally an impossible task.
Even for me, like I'm making content. That means I'm not watching anyone else's content. So I fall behind on everything. And now like I have to like learn what meme coins are good. Like a month after the rug has already been pulled on some of these things, it's like really impossible. So I basically just make people do like 30-minute Zoom chats with me and get me up to speed, and then I just make videos for them when I have time. It's kind of like
it's impossible to keep up with all the different information and projects going on. But yeah, the one you were talking about is Mint's Lab. I believe that's the one.
Okay. That's who just did the big mint on Osmosis.
Yeah, it's Mint Labs.
Okay.
With a Z. Okay. I think so. And they bridge.
I think they changed their name at one point. I don't think they were always, or maybe they rebranded like different logo, different website. But yeah, I think I had them on a space like a year and a half ago. It was me, Maria, and them.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, I'm gonna check out for a little bit, but good catching up and chatting. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. If anyone else wants to come ask questions, I know we're already like an hour in, but oh no, we're not an hour. We start at 8:30. So yeah, I don't know if anyone has questions. You want to come up, just hang out. This is kind of a casual space. It's kind of like me being too lazy to research stuff and just making the information come to me. But
Come tell me what to think. Yeah.
But what else is going on Cardano? Like, what else is like good? Because when I was like kind of getting distracted, you know, with other ecosystems, I remember there was like a big, you know, dramatic ending to like Chilled Kongs, but then I still see like that's still going pretty strong. It looks like anyway. I still see that on Twitter. I know like the Ape Society is building out all these crazy things, and I have a few NFTs over there. What else is Pavia building anything? Like I don't remember like what else is good.
Yeah. Well, so this is kind of how I see, and this is just my view. I maybe people have more accurate views than me, but this is how I see it. It's basically like each NFT project has its sort of like ebb and flow of whether it's like, you know, glory or trauma, just like whatever's happening in the moment. Like that's, you know, it's this constant, it's so over, we're so back for any NFT project. And that just kind of is what it is. On like the chain itself, it seems like, I think people realize like Catalyst as it was a few months ago was like total bullshit. And I think a lot of the updates there are probably going to be very helpful for the chain. It seems like the Cardano Foundation has realized a lot of its ideas were also similarly like not great. And I think they're updating their like their neurospace or whatever. That I think really good positive signs. It does seem like mining NFTs in general are starting to get a little bit more interest, just because like I think it's like when you get down to like brass tacks, it's like, look, are these things like making us money? You know, or is this just like are we just stuck in like a high cloud thing up enough that we can, or is it actually producing value on the back end, like, you know, like kind of like strapping a rocket to it, which is kind of how I see like our mining NFTs. And I think more project or more NFT like, you know, enthusiasts are kind of starting to get on board with that. So that's like that's a big trend. I would say, what else on Cardano? Oh, I mean, everyone's kind of like speculating on Midnight right now, because this is kind of like, I don't know if it's good or bad yet, frankly. It's a separate blockchain is sort of the problem.
Yeah.
It's both the problem.
I saw the marketing for it, and my first reaction, having stuck out the bear market and being very pessimistic, is, oh, they realize the inflation is not high enough to fund the founding orgs, so they need to create a craze, but this is going to divide developers between two chains, and I've seen this play out before. And what's the value to ADA holders aside from a promised airdrop that Americans are not going to be able to claim? So I was like, I saw some stuff about that, and I haven't seen much since the announcement. So I was like, yeah, they're not leaning hard enough into this. They need to go balls out for this, or like just put it on the back burner and work on something else, interoperability or stablecoin, whatever. Yeah.
I think they realized that too. I think after the initial announcement, like, I mean, all the reactions were not great. Even my reaction, by the way, my project named Cardania. I like burned the ships. I was like, listen, this is where I'm building. This is where I'm planting my flag. I love it here. I love what you've built here. Fuck yeah, let's go. And I have routinely been disappointed by like the messaging of like the foundation, by IOG, by just like everyone, like basically everybody who has like a founding stake. I've routinely been like, yo, like, what are you guys
that's
doing
on every
right
chain
now?
Though Aran has the same problem. Terra has an even worse problem. Cosmos has two founding orgs, and it's not clear what they actually contribute for the amount of money Cosmos has two founding orgs with 10% of the supply each that they just stake and constantly sell the staking awards to fund themselves, and it's like
yeah.
But perfect. That's how Algorand perfect works. That's how Terraform Labs works. I'm sure Polkadot is the same thing. And then all we see are pictures of these guys traveling all around the world, drinking fancy drinks and going to nightclubs and on boats. It's like,
yeah, they're always in Dubai. Yeah. They're always in Dubai partying. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys, we need to write some fucking code.
Yeah,
where are the laptops? Yeah, no, and I think, you know, we're in the same boat in as you guys in terms of like, you know, what are you guys doing? However, I will say, I think like when I look at Catalyst and look at Cardano in general, it's like this attempt to solve decentralized governance is basically being spearheaded by very, very, very optimistic people, as it has to be, because like governance in humans has also been spearheaded by very optimistic people at our best, hopefully, right? And it hasn't worked out well. It typically doesn't work out well. Sometimes it does in sort of like the sort of like arc of history. I think generally it goes okay, but it's messy. It's super messy. It's gross. And like, we just started it. So like, I don't look at the governance stuff at all because I'm like, I don't even want to know what's happening right now.
You're going to hate yourself if you get wrapped up in governance, because we have it over here.
100%.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, put it that way. It's like a bunch of Sybil attacks publicly done on the blockchain.
Yeah. Well, like this week, like the Cardano Foundation was like, hey, we're going to start voting in Catalyst. And they're like, is this a good idea? And I'm like, no, it's not a fucking good idea. Like, what are we talking about? Like, no.
So what, all your friends want grants now? Is that why you're going to vote? That's pretty much what happens.
Yeah. It's like, okay, who do I have to DM to get on the list is how I feel about it. Is I'm like, look, yeah, like you guys have a ridiculous amount of ADA, and the voting power is determined by ADA. Like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea, guys. Sorry.
And by the way, they gave it to themselves, right? So it's not even like they,
yeah. Which is, but like, and look, don't get me wrong. I like the mission. I like people. I like all that stuff. But like, yeah, like my degree, like my interests when I was a younger man was like political science, international relations, systems, you know, republic, democracy type stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't really how this works. But that's okay. I get that this is just like, you know, people doing their best with what the tools that we have. And that's fine. But it's like, let's not put lipstick on a pig. That kind of thing. Yeah. Like, it's a plutocracy. That's what that is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift gears. Got some Cosmos people up here that might have questions for you. Actually, yeah. Got Geckies. That's assuming that's Jacob on the account. Jacob has like an NFT based DAO, and they built an application that complements Cosmos's NFT marketplace. And then I got Poroboro, who's a big NFT, I would say, enthusiast himself, who I got to meet at the conference that I helped plan in Nashville last year. So nice to have you guys up. Poro, you were up here first. If you got any questions, just want to shoot the shit, feel free.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I saw your video today. I think it was really good. Just like, it is true that like people don't give a shit, but like, people are getting overwhelmed. Like, people are like getting into those like data availability layers, L2s, roll-ups. So it's just like, can we just make the thing that you originally worked for? I'm in an industrial area, so it might be a little loud, but why don't you just make the things that you worked on work, and then like not move on to the second thing and the third thing?
Yeah, it's that. It's like, and you really need all of this like capability technologically just to like swap a bunch of like weird pictures of cats. Like, it's, you definitely don't need this tremendous scaling if there's nothing to scale. So
my favorite Bitcoin, I think, talking point is that like Ethereum smart contracts, they're only good for stable coins. Like, no one's found a single use that like really interfaces with the real world. Like, obviously now there's DAOs, there's NFTs, but they're not very well interfaced with like the real world, and that's an issue. I mean, it's just and just talking about the governance part, like, I kind of agree, kind of don't. Like, I think there needs to be something like worth the ruling before there's that. But sorry, I just want to land this one point. Maybe I lost it.
Take your time. It's all good. It's all good, dude.
Like, I like the idea of like the nation state. Maybe I'm not. I can't really land that plane right now. It's a little divergent, but network state. I lost my thought. Geckies could go.
No, that's all right. That's all right. A lot of the voting, though, to your point, has been like, why are we using like $1 billion worth of tokens to vote on like a $10,000 grant? Doesn't make any freaking sense at all.
Right. And sorry to interrupt you. I remember my point. It's just like, this is why equity, I get it. But it's kind of like, eventually these things, they need to get diluted. Like, people think like these wealths, they're always concentrating. I don't think that's true. And I think that's even proven because, like, you know, like the U.S. government has to actually print the money continuously and So like if these like systems like eventually got diluted, so like the founders didn't control everything, like maybe people like give a shit and take ownership of it.
It is hard for new people to like even buy their way in.
And I think this is like the moment we're in. And if we kind of like take a step back, of course it's going to be this messy. Of course it's going to be this crazy. Like, do you think people thought it was fair that like Ben Franklin had as much influence over like the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution as he did? Like, probably not. They were like, who's this fucking guy? You know, he looks like a weirdo.
He was like the elite.
Whereas they were the elites at the time.
Yeah. And that's what I think we're kind of seeing right now is just like, this is the birth of this whole new thing. And like, while it's okay to both have patience and also be like pissed at various parts of it. And that's okay because it's actually way better than it was even like a couple years ago. And that's just my perspective from like one little kind of slice of it. But I do think this like interchain operability, I think makes just a fucking ton of sense, especially if you have any sort of platform. Integrating these wallets is so much easier now. And then that just adds this major stream to your, you know, to what you're offering. And then, you know, all the governance and all that, like that heady stuff, like that's going to get solved over time to some degree. Everybody just needs to have a little bit of patience with it, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good, I agree. I'm pissed half the time, but also super patient and optimistic, depending on what time of the day it is usually. But Jacob, man, I'm assuming that's you on the account. How are my geckies $1,000 floor price yet or what?
I wish. Well, yeah, great space, man. I don't think I have like anything else kind of like to add on to what you guys are talking. What more can I like?
I'm gonna send you some of the NFTs that I have from this project. You can check out some of the art. There's definitely very little similarities between like anything on Stargaze and what the early days of Cardano had. Like Cardania had like a bunch of different artists doing unique stuff, and they minted like game cards and like kind of metaverse land type stuff. And there were a couple other artists that I really liked, Chris. I love my Teddy Troops NFT. It's definitely my favorite one. Someone gave it to me. And I like vowed never to sell it. That was another.
Which one is that?
Flying Fortresses collection, Teddy Troops.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that name in like forever. Are they still around?
I don't know. I have him on Instagram and he posts stuff every once in a while. I don't know if he's minting collections, but that collection, that was like a really busy collection compared to what was minting at the time. It almost looks like every piece is a 101, even though it's not. But yeah, that's another great example of artwork.
And you know, there's a lot of these NFT projects too that like, yeah, they may be in some sort of like weird hibernation, but like I think some of them might actually like return to like to glory at some point, because there are some founders that are like stoked on what they started doing. And they just didn't quite make enough to go full time. Like we were uniquely blessed, and I'm like uniquely weird and like driven. But there's a lot of these founders like give them like another bull, and you might see them come back.
That's
like I don't know.
No, that's really cool, especially if they're like at least still maintaining comms with their holders that are in the space. Because I always thought that it made sense. Like if I'm gonna buy an NFT. I think it's super risky to mint an NFT. I'd rather go back to a project that's been around for like 2 years and stuck it out, pick up something off the floor rather than mint a collection that can get rugged in 24 hours. But that's not how the mentality is of most people in NFTs, because they're just looking to scratch an itch, I would say. I would say 80% of the people are there to scratch an itch. 20% probably really want to support the project because they heard something they like. And I don't know if that's going to change anytime soon. It's like it almost got sped up with these meme coins, because now you don't have to even care about the art. It's just a token ticker. Oh, I like the ticker. I'm buying this because I know three other people are buying it. And we're like coming further and further away of the original purpose of NFTs, which was to kind of give more audience to artists that had no way of scaling from home during COVID.
Yeah, it's almost like a Tower of Babel thing, right? Like we get to this point of like absurd like esotericism of like, oh, we're in like the hyper racist Solana meta of meme coins this week, and we're like, wait, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing right now? And then like, I think at a certain point, everything kind of just cycles back to Bitcoin as like the original thing. And I think it just kind of all just cycles again.
Bitcoin's going to basically speed run everything that happens on NFTs, probably like in the next year. So basically in 2 years, Bitcoin will have like the same culture as like an Ethereum Solana combined. And I mean, like these people are way more knowledgeable and a little bit more grounded than I think most of the other NFT blockchains that I've mingled in, because they are still kind of grounded in like the original Bitcoin ethos, even though they're having fun with the you know, the BRC20 tokens and the inscriptions. Like I've done spaces with the Bitcoin puppets people. I've done spaces with the Bitcoin frogs people. They are so much fun. They're happy to answer any questions. They're very knowledgeable. But in the end, they just have so much fun. They don't care. Like the Bitcoin puppets was a free mint. It went up to like $15,000 floor price. It's like, how could you have more fun than that, right?
Yeah, and I love that model, by the way. The like free minting stuff. I think like at a certain point, I would love to get that model myself. It's just, you know, like the exigencies, blah, blah, exigencies of you know, running a business and stuff. But you know, the stuff we get to see here and like experience and participate in is like super unique. And it just doesn't exist anywhere else, which is why this stuff isn't going away. And yeah, like in the same way, like the reason I'm scaling my mind is I'm like, guys, this isn't going away. Bitcoin's not at zero. It's probably going to 1 million. If it goes to 1 million, it's probably going to 10 million. I don't know what that means. I just know that I just want more of it. And, you know, I want to be able to build and deploy fun stuff. And that's kind of it.
Maybe we could end in a couple of minutes, unless other people have questions, but like a couple of quick questions just for people that came in late to give them some basic info about Cardania. And my first question is, how many distinct collections have you minted since you began? Do you even know?
Actually, I'm not even sure offhand, but hang on, let me look. Because I was verifying a new collection with JPEG Store today. Okay. I think I'm around maybe 25.
Jesus.
I think I'm at 25 collections here. Because I was verifying the Nexus Miners today on JPEG Store. And I will say, every goddamn one of these collections has utility on the Nexus. You can open card packs, or you can, you know, use your weapons, or you can fly your starships, or you can use your cards. The holiday collection, all of it works. Which is like, it took us a long time. But we also have utility for a bunch of other Cardano projects too, like 90 other Cardano projects on the Nexus. So,
right.
I don't know. It's been like a crazy thing.
How would you describe the Nexus actually? I kind of know what it is because I did the Terraform farming. I know there's a lot more and I got to check it out this weekend, but how would you describe what the Nexus is? It's like a super app, right?
Yeah, like I call it a space station because I like to conceive of this whole crypto thing as like this galaxy that we get to explore. And so I literally think of Cardania as a space station. It's like a place you can come to trade. It's a place you can come to mine. It's a place you can come to play games, socialize, all of that stuff. And we just basically keep iterating on that thesis over time. And like right now is kind of a fun time. Because we're scaling the mine, we've got live games, and now we're going cross-chain in some like, I think some really like, you know, some cool ways. I should note before we bounce, like as just a shill, obviously go get the miners, but we're doing a one-time swap for, we minted a runes token called Galactic Goods, which is kind of its own brand. And it's kind of like, sort of like how we're leading into Bitcoin. And Ordinals is the Galactic Goods brand. And what we're allocating an obscene amount of that token to RAD holders. There's going to be a one-time swap. We started at 30%. It's going to be more than that at this point. I did a poll, and it was kind of split between like 60% and 100%. I haven't decided which yet. I'd like to withhold a little bit so that we can, you know, add it for games or other stuff like that. But that is that's an active thing. If you want to get some RAD, go for it. And we're going to add a swap utility between probably Xverse and Eternal on the Nexus. So just keep that in mind. And if you're interested in that, go for it. There's only 21 million galactic goods. There's way more RAD. It's kind of it's like a no-brainer token wizardry wise. But other than that, you know, if you want to get into mining, check out the miner NFTs. And, you know, we're not like a big like Dubai operation. This is a small thing that we're just starting to scale, but it makes a lot of sense. We have very competitive power. And I don't know, it's kind of fun. So I hope you guys will join us.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to reach out to you. I'll make a list of those contacts that you could maybe get to one by one when you have time, but I would love to see some of the Cardania art on Stargaze, even if it's a couple of open edition mints, just to get people affiliated. And the team over there would definitely love to onboard you, give you some white glove service to get some of that art over to Stargaze. I don't know, Jacob, do you work for Stargaze? No, right? You're just like,
no, I don't. Stargaze. I'm just building.
Okay. Yeah. Who would I talk to? Would it be Signal or Gaines?
Yeah, so Signal, like, or Gaines, because they're both
both really good. Yeah, team. And they're creators as well. So
yeah, and if you guys need help as well, like I know some stuff, so I can help. I don't know if Cardinian one plan on launching on Stargaze, but it's pretty easy to use.
Just to have the option open.
Tooling.
Yeah. Just to have the option open, maybe like a cross chain mint with Cardano and Stargaze, and see what happens. But oh yeah, Chris, I'll definitely send the contacts, if not tomorrow, then the next day, and I'll poke around and see what the easiest way is to get like something out over there. Like I said, the open edition mints are great, and I did just mint some of those nuns. They're only like 50 cents. How is this collection only 50 cents? So I'm gonna
nuns with guns, dude. I'm stoked about it. Send me the link for that, by the way. I want some nuns with guns. Okay. That's very silly. I love it. Thank you, by the way, for any of the cross chain stuff. I want to know more about it. I want to get involved. You know, like, we've built this platform and we can just add more wallet support. We can add more NFT support. And I think that's probably makes the most sense, you know.
Wait, before we end this space, because I came a little bit late. Do you mind like a couple second one down on the platform? I know you touched that already, but I don't know if you don't.
Bro, I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy to answer as many questions as anybody has.
Yeah, so can you go over again, like maybe like for a couple seconds, about like your platform? Because I'm all into like integrating with other platforms, so I don't know if it's possible to do some integration there. But just don't know what you guys are doing.
Yes. So our Web3 Connect platform is nexus.cardania.com. Our normal website, you can go to just cardania.com and just kind of check out what we're doing. That kind of overviews the different collections we have, how they all work together, the different games we have live, what the tokens do, all of that. Basically what we've been up to over the last, you know, couple years. And that's sort of the short of it. We are currently stacking a mining operation on top of the Nexus. A big piece of the Nexus is that we have a harvesting module attached to the stake pool. The stake pool is called Summon, S-U-M-N. If you have any Cardano, I would love if you staked with Summon. We're only at about like 5%, 4% saturated. We've never really gotten much higher than that. But we do have like live games. We've got like a real live community. All of the stuff we do actually works. And if it doesn't, we fix it, and then we just keep building, and that's kind of our thing. We have a live game called Epic Wars, which is a strategy game based on the Terraforms, which is our digital land. It was like the second digital land on Cardano. That is live. It's got hundreds of players. Every Epic, the map shifts. You can pick your faction. You can earn RAD. You can earn resources. And the resource marketplace just went live like last Tuesday, which was our last major update. And that's kind of the broad strokes of the Nexus. And what we're currently working on is a cross-chain mint with ordinals for our Nexus miners. And then, you know, looking at how it makes sense to go cross-chain beyond that as well, whether that's Cosmos or elsewhere. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm the founder. My name's Chris. All of this started with just me doing digital art, and I've just been, you know, uniquely like blessed and just grateful. So, you know, thank you to everybody who's been along for the ride.
Yeah, that's a good summary. And Jacob, I'll show you some of the ones. I'll basically give you my wallet, like on the Block Explorer, and you can just check out what I've collected from them since the beginning. It was like maybe like the second or first NFT that I ever minted on Cardano. Like the first one might have been Jet Chickens. I don't know how they're doing, but Cardano has definitely expanded a lot quicker than that project.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man. How long you been doing this for? Because I bet you've been here for a while. You got all that done.
Dude, you missed the beginning.
We minted our first stuff on Cardano, I want to say late or mid, like 2021. And then we've just been kind of accelerating out of that. I've been in crypto since like 2014 or so.
Yeah, kind of makes sense because I'm like, this to do all of this thing, you kind of need time. And in crypto, people don't like time.
Yeah, there's like a learning curve with this stuff, which is totally fair. And like I actually have a lot of sympathy for a lot of these NFT founders or these, you know, these coin founders who get overwhelmed because there's so much to learn and there's so much to manage. But a lot of them are also just fucking scammers. And that just is what it is. You know, it's not, you know, you're conjuring money from the internet and these people have to implicitly trust you, and that's like a whole deal. And if people do that, you know, you should be fucking grateful. So I don't know. I'm just stoked. I'm stoked with where we're at. I'm stoked with where we've been. I'm stoked where we're going. And I don't know. That's kind of it.
Awesome, man. Well, it was good to catch up. I'm definitely going to go back through my, like, you gave me something to do at work tomorrow, actually. As long as the Nexus isn't blocked at my job, I'm going to be playing on that the whole day. But yeah, nice to catch up, man. Good talking to you. It's happy to hear that you guys are still going strong. Because I remember, believe it or not, for people that are listening, I actually used to go into this Discord before I swore off Discord, and it was probably the Discord that I've been in the most. And like, they had the most patient community where it didn't matter if somebody didn't mint out in a day or even a week or even a month. People were believed in the vision. Things came together when they were supposed to. And still now you got a couple hundred people playing your game. Every epic is 5 days, right? So like every 5 days, you got a couple hundred people playing. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We've got like 5,000 holders of like RAD token. And then like, you know, it kind of scales down from there. I think we've got about 3,000 Terraform holders. And then it kind of just, you know, tapers down based on kind of their interest of what we've minted. And then our Nexus miner, this is our first mining NFT. So this is kind of a huge expansion for what we're doing. It's just that it just so happens that I'm in like a unique position for it. And then we're just kind of strapping these hash rockets to the Nexus, and we'll see how it goes.
Awesome, man. Thanks again. And thanks, everyone, for joining. Paul Burrow and Jacob, thanks for popping up here. And then Mayor, if you're still down there, thanks. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. And I thought today was Friday, but it's really Wednesday. But I do have a space on Friday with Maria, so I'll catch some of you guys over there for happy hour. Take it easy. Have a great one.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of pay. payments, red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.